Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast.
Matthew chapter 6. Starting in verse 25, Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 25. The apostle Matthew wrote this account of Jesus, and he wrote this account of Jesus saying these words. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap. For us, they do not plant or harvest. They do not store away in barns. They don't put their stuff in the grocery store. They don't stick them in a giant freezer in Sackville. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And you, are you not much more valuable than them? Can any one of you be, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. There are a lot of you here today. You may not be worried about the food you're going to eat. You may not be worried about the clothes you're going to wear. You may not be worried about money. But you're worried about something. You are here today and you are worried about something. Some of you are worried about money. And you don't know how you're going to provide, and you don't know how you're going to make ends meet, and you don't know how you're going to cover the bills that are coming up. Others of you are worried about relationships. You may be dating and you don't know if it's the right call. You may be in a situation where your marriage is getting a little precarious. It may be friendships. But you've got relationships with people in your life who you love dearly. And you're sitting there and you're quiet, but it is really tearing you apart inside. Some of you don't know where your job's coming from next. Some of you have health concerns. You are terrified. Terrified about what's going to happen. What does this mean? How am I going to get through this? Is my life ever going to be the same? Am I going to... And others of you just have big life decisions ahead of you where you don't know what decision to make. You've got choices in front of you and you just don't know which choice to make. And so, no, we're not talking about necessarily being clothed or being fed, but we are worried about these things. We are consumed by these things, and we sit there and we are anxious and we are frustrated and we are scared and we are overwhelmed by all these things. And Jesus gives these verses, and these verses are okay. They're helpful sometimes, but we sometimes hear these things and we're like, okay, that sounds like power of positive thinking, and I think positively, and I think positively, and it's not making any difference, and the power of positive thinking isn't actually going to make a difference in my life. And I would say, yes, that's true. But Jesus doesn't say, by the power of positive thinking, you will get through this. No, he gives one very clear, simple instruction. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then I'll take care of everything else. He says, I take care of the birds. I take care of the flowers. I take care of the fields. And you are worth so much more to me than some stupid little bird that flies into a window and breaks its own neck. You guys ever had one of those birds fly into your window and then they get up and they fly into the window again and then they get up and they fly into the window again? Uh-huh. You know that God cares about that bird? And for some reason, whenever we get up and we keep flying into the window over and over again, we think that God, there's no way that God can love us, or no way that God wants us, or no way that we are valuable. I am here to tell you very clearly today that God wants you. He loves you. He cares about you. He is fighting for you. He knows you. He knows the things in your life that you need. He knows the struggles you are facing. He understands your struggles more than anybody else. He hears your cries. He hears the pain. And you are wanted. You are wanted. And he says, don't try to solve this through positive thinking. Don't try to solve this by working harder. Don't try to solve this by just shoving the things aside. No, he is saying to you, I want you, seek me. And if you seek me, you will find me. And if you seek first, not second, third, fourth, fifth, first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he'll take care of everything else. And no, again, I'm not saying that this is some kind of magic formula that if you show up at church and you tithe and you're here every Sunday and you're part of a small group, that if you follow that formula of steps, that somehow everything will work out and you will have a full bank account. Amen? That's how it works. You just hand over your credit cards to me and give me your password, and then magically your bank accounts will be full. That's not what I'm saying, folks. That's not what I'm saying. And don't let the enemy manipulate the words I'm saying to say something that I'm not. This is not a magic formula that somehow if you follow Jesus, your life is going to be perfect. No, he's saying if you seek him first and his righteousness, everything you need, he will find a way to provide for you. The right job, the right relationship, the right connections, the right doctors. And maybe those things don't work out the way that you imagined. And maybe those things work out very, very hard, very, very painful. But we know that God works in this incredible way that when the enemy tries to use things in negative ways, God will reverse it, turn it around, sabotage the work of the enemy, and use it to advance his kingdom, to make something good. We know that when we go through trials and tribulations, we endure those things and we go through those things because he is working in us to change us, to transform us, like working out at the gym. You need that resistance, you need the pain to build up the muscle, to build up the endurance, to actually build up your heart. The cardio workout is about your lungs and your heart. You need the pain to build up your heart. And so, no, not everything's going to be perfect. Not everything's going to be right in the way that you dreamt of it. But he is saying that if you seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, everything you need will be taken care of. He wants to forgive you for the ways that you have failed others and you have let him down. He wants to get rid of that guilt and that shame that you carry. He wants to meet you in the middle of the mess that is your health or your finances or your marriage or your job or whatever it is. He wants to meet you in the middle of that and then show you how he is able to take the work of the enemy and create something good out of it. He wants to meet you in the middle of the pain and the sadness and the frustration and in the joy. And he wants to walk with you in that valley so you don't have to go through it alone. So how is it that we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness? Number one, you've got to make Jesus the priority in your life, even over yourself. He has got to be more important than even you or your spouse or your kids. He'll take care of your kids. But you've got to make him first. You've got to let what he says be the definition of truth. You've got to let what he says and where he leads be the final decision on matters. You've got to let what he says, the truth that he wants you, be the defining truth of your identity. You've got to put him first. The second thing you do is you let him change you from the inside out. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Let him do that work on the inside and then out. It's not a try really, 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 really hard to obey all the rules. Because I know some of you don't try very hard to obey the rules, Tim. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, let me change you from the inside out. So what's inside that comes out will be righteous, will be good. Put him first and let him change you from the inside out. And if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he will take care of everything else. The questions, the concerns, the direction, providing for things, giving you the clarity of what the next steps are, what decision you're supposed to make, how you're supposed to handle things, how you're going to survive going through whatever it is you're going through. He will take care of those things. The worship team's going to come up, and we're going to spend some time in worship here, and then we're going to close the service with some prayer. And I don't know exactly where any of you are or what's going on in your lives, but during this time of worship through song and during this time of worship through prayer, whatever it is that the Lord is speaking to you, and whatever it is that he is putting on your heart, now is the time to respond. Don't wait for later. Don't wait for tomorrow. Today, respond. Maybe you're here and you need to make that decision and say, no, I don't have all the answers. I don't know how all this works out, but I need Jesus to be first in my life. Now is the time to do that. Maybe you're here and he has been speaking to you for a while and you have been ignoring him and said, no, God, you're good in the place that I put you. And he has been whispering, he has been shouting at you about something, to change something, to make a move, to give something up, to whatever, something. Now is the time to take that step forward and let him be first. I don't know what it is, but I do know that the way forward with everything that you need, first step, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be provided.
Thanks for listening and being part of our church and joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.